USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Georgia District Attorney prosecuting former President Trump is proposing the trial begin in March. In a court filing today, Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis proposed March 4th as the start date for the trial. Trump and 18 co-defendants were indicted by a grand jury earlier this week on charges related to alleged attempts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. The proposed date is just one day before Super Tuesday primary day for the GOP presidential nomination. A Quinnipiac poll reveals that despite legal issues, former President Trump remains a leading presidential contender.
But, you know, here we go. One of those terms. It's a lot of golf to play, a lot of time to go by, and four indictments. We have to see how this is really going to play out and whether the Georgia one might push some people over the edge.
According to pollster Tim Malloy, 54% believe Trump should face criminal charges and 68% think felons should be barred from the presidency. Trump is now 39 points ahead of Governor Ron DeSantis. A potential Trump versus Biden election is a toss-up. A federal appeals court is upholding parts of a decision limiting access to a widely used abortion pill. Judges on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with a Texas judge and agreed the FDA did not properly follow procedures when it loosened access to the pill. The pill will not be available through the mail, but will remain on the market. The Justice Department is expected to appeal. A student was injured after a shooting at an Augusta, Georgia high school.
We're trying to prevent any further injuries or loss of life, and that's what happened to respond here. We were reviewing that between him and another student that escalated to gunfire.
Richmond County Sheriff Richard Roundtree says it happened at Josie High School. The student suffering from a gunshot wound to the finger. Police are still looking for the suspect. Wall Street is closing with stocks lower. This comes after the minutes from the Federal Reserve's July meeting hint at more rate hikes in the near future. The Fed said additional tightening may be needed to help bring down inflation. This is USA News.
To your left, our new exhibit, Monarchs of Springfield. And right here, we have our empty tour guide stand.
The last time Bryn hired someone is ancient history.
Sir, excuse me, that's not part of the exhibit.
They need tour guides who know the museum ropes.
Hey, kid, you like wearing khakis? I got a job for you.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale, August 18th through the 21st, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Most Americans say the U.S. should ramp up preparations for potential Chinese military threats. That's according to a Reuters-Ipsos poll that shows 2 in 3 respondents believe the country needs to do more to protect itself against China. The results come as tensions rise between the two nations. SpaceX will launch 2 Falcon 9 rockets within 6 hours this afternoon and tonight.
California's Central Coast should be in for a nighttime show tonight thanks to another SpaceX rocket launch. It will be a routine Starlink Internet satellite launch from Vandenberg near Lompoc, California. The launch is scheduled for just after midnight. If all goes to plan, it will be the second SpaceX launch in about 6 hours. Another Falcon 9 rocket is scheduled to lift off from Cape Canaveral along Florida's central east coast today at 8:14 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry.
A federal agency is recalling more than 1 million dehumidifiers after consumers reported 23 fires. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says it will impact 42 models from the brands GE, Kenmore, Solus Air, Norpol, and Seabreeze that were manufactured between 2011 and 2014. A troublesome bear known for breaking into a lot of homes in the South Lake Tahoe area of California has been shipped out of state. The 500-pound female black bear known as Hank the Tank is responsible for at least 21 break-ins and a lot of property damage. As an alternative to euthanasia, the bear will be sent to Colorado. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.